Exercises 2 and 3, page 224. Speaker 1.
When I was a child, I was fascinated with astrology. Every day, first thing I did when I woke up was check my horoscope, even before I got out of bed. So, when it came time for me to choose what to study, I had no doubt at all that it would be astronomy. I still have such a fascination with the stars and planets, although it's been really hard for me because I'm not at all good at mathematics, and you need to be to study astronomy.
Speaker 2.
Do you struggle with maths? Many people do to some degree, but of all the sciences, mathematics is the one that is most important in our daily lives. Don't think so? That's because you haven't seen the potential, whether it's figuring out how much carpeting you need or cutting your favorite recipe in thirds. Mathematics can do that for you. It will exercise parts of your brain you've never used before. So, what are you waiting for? For a limited time, our short online course is 30% off.
Speaker 3.
This year's award for outstanding achievement in chemistry has been awarded to Akiko Tanaka for her work with the development of smaller and more efficient batteries to be used in portable electronic devices. Her work has opened the door for a whole new generation of smartphones where longer battery life and more power will allow new applications.
Speaker 4.
I don't understand people. I mean, I can understand individuals, that's psychology. It's logical that it would be easier to understand a single individual than it would a group, and what makes those people do what they do. That's why I became a sociologist. I mean, I love people, and that's why it's so strange that I spend almost all of my working day in front of a computer. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's an interesting job, but you know what? I still don't understand people.